Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
One, two, three.
I really wanted to say four.
How you doing?
Hello, everyone.
We are back.
We are back. It's bloody boiling.
I know it is. It's really hot. I am totally melting. But isn't it lovely to have nice weather?
It's so nice.
Is it? It's not. It's, what's nice about this?
It's gorgeous. It's like...
It's 1976 all over again. I'm just melting.
Try being preggers.
Well, it's because you've got that animal on your chin.
It's coming off, honestly. My beard trimmer is actually in the charger. I've had enough. It's gone.
Yeah, I bet you have. But Claire, you're the one who's heavily pregnant now, so...
Yeah.
I'm absolutely sweating. There's no... Honestly, we got these lush new sun loungers, right? And they're lovely, but they're really low to the ground. So I'm having to, once I get on it, I'm having to, like, roll myself off it. It's too hot. It's beautiful, but too hot.
Yeah. I hate the way we moan about heat, though, because we really shouldn't, because it's not very, frequent.
It just makes everything nicer.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Peter Kay thing? Stop bloody moaning. Just suck a bloody Solero, for God's sake. Stop bloody whining.
I love Peter Kay. I used to have a crush on Peter Kay.
Yes, I remember that. Does Al know this?
Yeah, he does.
Is he your free pass?
I don't think he'd have us, to be honest.
I would. Jeff, have you got a free pass?
No.
You do, but you're not telling us.
I'm not. My wife's got about 50. But no, I'm not. It doesn't come up for discussion.
No.
Oh, I love it.
My wife's got a thing for ginger Australian cricketers. I don't know why, but...
Oh, right, niche.
It is niche, but...
I love it. I love
there we go.
Redhead.
Yeah, I know. I like red hair as well.
I love red hair. Love it.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, isn't it? And also, I think people with red hair just are really, like...
Beautiful.
It's really beautiful,
it is.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
striking.
It is.
All right.
Yeah, big up the gingers.
Sorry, Jeff, that we're totally bigging up. We haven't even seen the picture.
No, that's fine. It's fine. Freckles as well, that's another thing.
Oh, yeah, I like freckles. Anyway, I don't think people really give a shit who we fancy or who we don't fancy.
are we not turning this into a matchmaking podcast?
So we have talked a lot about job interviews, and do you know what, the stories are still coming in thick and fast, I'll be honest with you, but I thought we'd have a break from it for a week.
Very good.
We'll come back to it though, because we've got loads, but I thought let's have a bit of a break. So this week we are talking about mistakes that you've made at work, so not serious or awful things, this is daft stuff. And the reason why I wanted to do this is because I was chatting to my friend, right, who was a hairdresser. And they were saying when they were training to be a hairdresser, one of their most embarrassing things that happened to them was they were highlighting this woman's hair. And do you remember, Jeff, you're not going to know this, but Claire, do you remember back in the day when you wore a cap and they pulled through your hair to do your highlights? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It used to knack, didn't it? But that's how they did your highlights. So he said he'd been tasked to do this woman's highlight. So he put the cap on and there he is. He, really took his time to pull through all the different bits of hair and then colour it. And then he took the cap off and he realised he'd accidentally pulled her eyebrows through the cap.
What?
So he'd given her tiger stripe eyebrows because she had long eyebrows. She had bushy eyebrows and he'd pulled the hairs through and dyed them.
No.
How low was the cap?
How far down was the cap?
How long were the eyebrows?
Well, that's it. He must have put the cap on, low, and she must have had, a short forehead.
Oh, bless.
Your friend sounds like a rubbish hairdresser.
You're not doing your friend any favours.
I just think that's really funny, though. Imagine when you
did the person like it?
I don't think so. Did you like tiger stripe eyebrows?
I wouldn't. I don't know. I wouldn't say no. I can't even imagine it. Was it on both sides though?
Yes.
Or was it just a?
Yeah, it pulled through. On both?
I think I'd prefer a rakish single one. Is all.
You could maybe get away with that, Jeff.
Yeah, just a rogue one.
Yeah, go on.
It made me laugh, though. And when he told me, I was just thinking, isn't it funny? Because I bet loads of people have got stories of, like, just daft things they've done. And yes, they do. Because once again, we have had loads of people quick to tell us about their work blunders. I haven't actually got through them all yet, if I'm honest with you, because we got about 300 within a day.
Bloody hell.
And quite frankly, I'm trying to have a life as well as doing this podcast.
Shocking.
I tell you what's making me laugh though, Jeff, right? You know our email account? I'm often the one who looks at it, but the account's set up so it always defaults as Jeff being the person who's replying. So everyone thinks that it's you replying, Jeff, when it's actually me.
Yeah.
So are you making me sound like a proper Charlie?
No, I'm making you sound lovely. And like people are replying going, oh, cheers, Jeff, or tell Claire, blah, 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 or tell Steph this. And I've even replied back. You are literally my alter ego now. I've even replied back to people going, yeah, I will tell Steph that. Thanks very much.
I love this. This is the most mysterious thing that's ever happened to me. It's like being in the Matrix.
I know, but the thing is, now I've revealed it to everyone.
No, you haven't, because I'm going to cut it out. Nobody will ever know. Oh, that's brilliant. Can I just ask, though, because I'm a bit unclear about this. So mistakes. Okay, I understand the hairdressers. What do you mean by a mistake? What do you mean?
Like where you just accidentally send out an email you didn't mean to. You perhaps have a kind of, you're a bit clumsy at work and you knock something over, or you say something you didn't mean to, or a bit
that
like job interviews. It's similar types of things that can happen, just accidents. Or
so, for example, my friend, when we were much younger, got out of university. He was trained as a civil engineer, and his first big job was on a Crown Court, multi-million pound Crown Court building, a new one. I won't even say where it is. But we went out on the lash the night before. He turned up at work the next morning. And as a result, ever since, there's a window that's something like 8 inches too high in the Crown Court building. And so it doesn't work properly. And everyone else who's been in there since has not been able to work out why it hasn't worked properly in all those 20, 30 years. And it's because he had a hangover and he just got the measurements wrong.
Oh, no.
He got his theodolite in a twist.
I love that that's like a permanent feature, though, because I bet in history that'll be like some quirk. You know, there'll be architects who will study that and think about why it was positioned that way. And they'll come up with some really kind of...
That is brilliant.
Erudite kind of Radio 4 theory.
That was the word on the tip of my tongue. Erudite. I've got no idea what it means, but that definitely was the word I was going to say.
Get stuffed. You know exactly what it means. Yeah, bloody liar.
That's a pretty big mistake.
It wasn't me, it was my friend.
That is so funny.
It was Guy. I'm not going to say more than that.
That was judgy, Claire.
Oh, I didn't mean to be judgy. I didn't think it, but it's a pretty big mistake.
It's a really big mistake. I mean,
I don't think I'd be happy.
It doesn't affect the structural quality of the building, but forevermore, as you say, there's going to be a little corner of that Crown Court building that is forever Guy and his terrible hangover.
Oh, I love that. I think that's a good mistake.
So that's a mistake, right? Okay.
As you say, there's no bad consequences, so that's good. So we've had, again, loads of people messaging us. And in fact, one guy, Pete, messaged us straight after he'd made a mistake at work. So
yes.
He said, yesterday, I locked myself out of the duty room at work. I was lone working, so my keys, the unit phone, my phone, and all the service users' keys were locked in the office from 5 until 6:45 when the night shift arrived. I felt a fool. So literally, I just sat to stand there and just wait until someone finally came and released him, bless him. So, but that had just happened to Pete. So that's like breaking news on work mistakes. But what I want to start with is typos at work, because this affects so many people in a variety of jobs. So I'm going to give you my favourite ones that were sent to us. Rebecca says she used to work in customer service for a well-known wine retailer, and she did the email for them, and she said she realised after a few days that autocorrect was changing my misspelt inconvenience to incontinence. I literally was apologising to customers for the incontinence their wine caused them. Instead of the inconvenience.
That is so good.
That's much better. That's miles better.
I know. And I love the idea of people getting this email going, incontinence. Did we have that?
Beryl?
Yeah. Have you had it?
I knew
it.
I know I was up in the night, but
that is brilliant.
Yeah. And James said, in a former role, I issued a press release unveiling a plaque. Well, that was the plan. I'd accidentally revealed that we were unveiling a plague.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah. And then Alice is a little bit on the kind of naughtier side of typos. Alice said, I'm dyslexic, so a few harmless typos in my emails are commonplace. But when I was in quite a junior role, I had to email a bunch of senior directors with some good news, a great opportunity to raise my profile. In this email, I thought I'd written, I'll make it external. Anyway, I must have misspelled external and did not clock the spell check changes. So it actually read, I'll make it extra anal.
No.
You see, there we go again.
It was only when I could see a couple of my colleagues who were CC'd in starting to chuckle at their desks that I was alerted to my mishap. I now like to alert everyone to my dyslexia on day one of starting a new job.
That is so good.
We were 10 minutes in, I thought we were getting away with it. But there you go.
Oh, I know. There Do you know what? There you Jeff, go. I moved it down from the first story just for you because I thought, oh, I won't go first. I won't go straight in with anal. I'll hold back.
Oh, dear. Even that in itself is a little pun.
Well, we're at it then. I might as well tell my wife's story of when she told, you know, in a reply all to a bunch of festival directors, she apologised for something. She meant to say that she was very busy at the moment, which is why she couldn't have done something. But she apologised instead, explaining that she'd been very busty at the moment.
I love things like that. Yeah. And then
that's so funny.
And as well as typos, it's like missing something as well, which obviously happens in my job quite a lot. Like obviously you kind of have the infamous C word when you're saying like Kent yes. County
oh
Council. You know, a certain politician.
James Naughtie with his yeah. Jeremy Hunt.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, we've had a few of them sent to us as well, because it isn't just presenters. So Fran, though, who is a science presenter, Fran Scott, you might have heard of her, she said, the other day during filming, I misread tentacle as testicle. It put a whole different meaning to the sentence I was trying to say, and we couldn't stop laughing.
Well, an octopus has got 8 testicles.
Yeah, she's a brilliant science presenter, Fran. Anyway, Nikki, who I assume is in some type of childcare or teaching role, she said she was reading the story Wonky Donkey at story time at work.
No.
And unfortunately popped in Wonky, and she said the parents all thought it was very amusing. I am still living down the shame. Likewise, Linwen, I hope I'm saying that right, says, me and my year 10 class were planning on watching the set film on the syllabus. So I said they could bring something to eat if they liked, like cock porn. Obviously, I meant to say a popcorn.
Oh, no.
It broke the ice, if nothing else.
I bet it did.
And Chris said, many years ago, I started from school working in a bank. I answered the phone one day and didn't quite catch the name. It was two of Mrs. 12 trees. And instead of saying pardon, I said, how many?
Oh, nothing more awkward is there than a mistake.
I know.
I love it.
He also made another mistake. He said, I also once picked up the phone and said, hello, Nat Best Wank.
That is hilarious.
I know, I love it. But that type of thing, I think, you know, you can just laugh that off at work, can't you? You don't need to take that too seriously because it's so obvious it's just a mistake.
Totally.
It was just a mistake in front of my year 10s, Your Honour. It was just an innocent...
It shows you're human, though, because, you know, teachers are expected to be perfect, aren't they? And they're human and most of them are brilliant. So it's... You know,
they are.
I like a bit of that. So the other thing as well is this whole sending things to the wrong person. And I know we've touched on this before with grot bags, haven't we? In the grot bags episode. And Emerson said, the first week at work in a Liverpool law firm, they were asked to send a £50,000 cheque, a settlement cheque, to a client whose case we'd won. I promptly wrote out and sent a cheque for 50 grand to the person who we had spent 18 months suing. So he sent the cheque to the wrong person?
What?
Oh my God, can you imagine the moment when you realise?
Yeah, because he or she could have cashed it, couldn't they? And what do you do? How would you ever get that back? I don't know.
Oh.
It reminds me, I remember on my way into work one day when I was working on a radio programme, the charity shop near to us, a fella had taken his jacket in to leave for the charity, but had forgotten that he'd left £20,000 in cash in his inside pocket that he's just withdrawn from the bank, from the company accounts. So he'd taken it out, put it in his jacket pocket, looked just like It's a Wonderful Life, put it in his pocket. They took the jacket upstairs. He rang up a couple of hours later and said, I'm really sorry, but have you found the money? They went, yeah, we have. And he said, oh, brilliant, I'll come. And they went, no, it's ours. It's part of the donation. Swear to God.
What?
Really?
No way.
It's true. I got it on the radio.
That's ruthless.
The very same day I got it on the radio programme. And they carried on saying, no, we're not giving it back. We're not giving it back.
Oh, my God.
But they knew that.
No, well, eventually word got to head office. It was a national charity, one of the massive ones, and they stepped in and went, "No, this couldn't be worse PR. You know, we're a charity.
Yeah, yeah.
We're giving it back straight away.
We're not going to steal 20 grand.
No, exactly. Yeah. And the store manager's there going, I was only doing my job.
Yeah.
God, could you imagine?
Well, yeah. Anyway.
But then who would you call? Yeah. You know, if you found it,
I could never imagine having 20 grand in my pocket.
But it was money. It was work's money. It was same. Company money.
Oh, I see.
It was. It's a Wonderful Life. Right. It was exactly the same scenario. Well, not quite.
Oh man,
scenario,
you do all these film references that I never get. But there we are.
You nod very convincingly, Steph.
That's how I get away with things. I just nod. I haven't got a clue what people are saying, but I just nod and look like I know what I'm talking 20 about.
20 years career of nodding.
I do that all the time.
It's true, though. Hey, how many people do that? I bet loads of our listeners have sat in meetings and chats with people and haven't got a clue what people are saying to them. And they just nod along.
All the time.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So, this is one of those classics where somebody sent the message to the wrong person, like we've just been talking about. So Sophie...
Is it you again, Steph?
So Soph, who emailed, who I instantly love from her email, by the way.
That is such a big fear.
It's just so chatty and gorgeous. Anyway, she's an executive assistant to two blokes who run a consultancy firm. Now, she actually gave me quite a lot of information about it, but I'm going to hang fire. But needless to say, what I learned from her email is one of the two blokes seems to be a bit of a twat. sorry. I think that's a...
Is this your interpretation? Did she say this?
Or no, but she describes him like that, but I don't want to describe him too much in case...
We identify.
I don't want it to get in trouble. Yeah,
is
exactly.
Is it justified?
Anyway, Sophie said he'd been pretty vile on numerous occasions. So I went to my line manager and she told me to compile a list of all the things he'd said and done so she could discuss them with HR. I did. I put them all on a Word document, 6 different WhatsApp screenshots of his demands, all dated, saved under his name on my desktop, put them in a document in an email attaching 2 of his vile emails and promptly sent them straight to him.
No. Oh, what a gutter.
Please tell me that she says what happens. Don't do the thing.
We don't know what happens next.
Oh,
I mean, she's very
that.
Cheery in the email. Sophie, tell us what happened
That's
next.
A cliffhanger.
I know. But God, can you imagine that? Like, she's been brave enough to complain about a boss.
And then she sends it to him.
And then accidentally sends it to him rather than to, a line manager.
Oh, well, at least he had the heads up.
Oh, I know. I hope it worked out for her, though.
You do like to look at the positives, don't you, Claire? At least he had the heads up.
Yeah, well, you know what? At least he had the heads up and she had some... She was already speaking to HR. That's all right.
Oh, I know, but poor thing, because that would have been really intimidating, wouldn't it?
Oh, awkward.
Yeah.
But Freud says no such thing as mistake, a coincidence.
Oh,
was it real? Was subconsciously?
Do you think?
Oh, God. Maybe he might have read it and then seen the error of his ways.
You'd hope so, but I doubt it.
I've got a funny one, though, for you, which is not as horrific. This is Mank Jules, she calls herself. I used to work in the parking department and was supposed to email pictures of a faulty pay and display machine to our maintenance department. Instead, she accidentally sent pictures of a cat on a double yellow line that she downloaded for a joke. Whoops! They saw the funny side.
Oh, that's sweet.
I love that.
Oh,
but
it's
easily done. You just attach the wrong image. You can imagine, can't you? Because sometimes the icons of the images are so small. She might not have named the images, so it might be a number. So she attaches it. She thinks it's this machine, and it turns out to be a cat on a double yellow line. And still, in context, that works, doesn't it? Can display.
It does.
Brilliant. Yeah, it does. Completely.
Jojo says, when I started work on my local hospital switchboard, one of my first callers asked for the gum clinic. So I transferred them to the dental department. The receptionist wasn't impressed. The caller, of course, wanted the clap clinic.
Easy mistake. You know, they're asking about the gum.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
Don't you get it? So gum, you've never heard of a gum clinic?
No.
It's like a sexual health.
It's called a genitourinary. I'm just going to say it.
What's it called, Steph?
Genitourinary. I can't say it. How do you say that word? Urinary.
I'm so not Stephanie.
Genitourinary medicine. Genitourinary medicine, gum.
How would you, if you were on the TV doing that live,
I'd just say clap clinic. I don't know. I'd just gloss over it and go, genitourinary medicine. I don't know, I'd just cry. I mean, that has happened to me before, where I remember another presenter saying to me, like, if there's anything you're not sure of, just say it really quickly. And so I think that would, genitourinary medicine. Genitourinary.
There you go.
Anyway. It's like I can't Brilliant. Say the word. Archie Pelago? No. You know the cluster
Archipelago.
Of... Yeah, cluster of small islands. I just can't say it. Archie Pelago.
Oh,
sounds like somebody who would open up for Sinatra at one of the Las Vegas hotels. And now, Archie Pelago.
Climb into the
moon. Anyway, so that... Gemma says, and I know Gemma actually.
Oh.
In fact, quite a lot of people I know sent me messages.
Didn't it?
So Gemma sent one.
Don't say that. It sounds like we haven't got an audience.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Me mates.
I just think
it sounds from me mum.
Yeah. So Gemma says, I once at Pebble Mill, which is the ex-BBC Birmingham offices, carried one of those huge water dispenser things into the radio station. Me thinking I was super strong, dropped it and water cascaded all over the floor. I've never seen so many paper towels used to try and stop the water. I was mortified.
You can't style that out, can you? There's no way around that.
Anyway, I've got a wardrobe malfunction for you now, and this is literally a wardrobe malfunction. So as a young painter and decorator apprentice, I was asked to paint some wardrobe doors. Now, there's a French name here for the wardrobe doors. Jeff, what is it? I know you can't see it, but you'll know because you know these types of things.
French name for wardrobe doors? I'm not a carpenter.
I bet you if I try and say the word, you'll know it. It's spelled L-O-U-V-R-E-D.
I know the word. I'm not going to try and pronounce it because my French pronunciation's rubbish.
You know what it is, though, don't you? What does it mean?
It's Louvred. It's
Louvred.
Isn't it kind of?
Is that like a nice design? Like a nice?
I thought it was kind of a arch. A fold, almost like a folded thing.
Yes, apparently so. I mean, I had to ask my partner when I was looking over things to work out how to pronounce it. I mean, I didn't check Gum Clinic with her, but there we are.
You clearly didn't check that, did you?
Anyway, I must tell you this story about what happened to the young painter and decorator apprentice. So they were painting they were asked to paint these wardrobe doors. I'd prepared them, dusted them off and undercoated them. I then opened the doors to paint the edges and found an expensive mink coat with a white horizontal stripe down one side.
No.
That's the best. Best one. That's my favourite. I love that. Do they say if it's gloss or matte?
Oh, shut up.
But it's a world of difference, because if it's matte, you can run to the bathroom, rinse it out, get the mink coat in the tumble dryer.
I'd be shitting myself by that point.
I know, but...
So are you telling me you can get... Oh. When have you got paint off a mink coat, Jeff?
I know, yeah.
I've not had a mink coat, but I've got paint on my clothes before. And if it's water-based, that's it. If it's water-based, it'll come straight out with a bit of water. But if it's oil-based, if it's gloss, then you're getting the bloody meths out.
Methylated spirits?
What am I thinking of?
I mean, I've never painted anything in my life, so I don't know. I'm struggling with this.
Are you kidding?
You haven't?
What do you mean you've not painted anything in your
life?
At school, I did a good picture of Santa, which my dad still brings out every Christmas. But other than that...
Not a paint strip. It's just bottles of Terps.
Are you Googling
Terps?
It?
It's Terps. I am. I didn't know what to search for.
Do you know how many people listening to this will be shouting Terps at the screen?
But yeah, if it's gloss... Then you, God, you couldn't be less interested.
No, I'm looking out the window, sorry, because I'm like, I hope they move on soon. But I think the barbecue's getting set up again outside.
Anyway, that's my favourite story. I love that.
My favourite emails that we get are ones where they say, this has to be anonymous, because then you know it's going to be good. So, this is an email. This has to be anonymous. I'm a tutor constable. In other words, they train new police officers for the first 10 weeks on the streets. My student was really nervous about making their first arrest. The time came and my student arrested their first person. All went fine at first, handcuffs on and in the van to the police station. A nice first arrest and luckily a compliant prisoner. When my student tried to take the handcuffs off at custody, the key snapped in the lock. We had to call the fire service to cut the handcuffs off the prisoner.
Oh no. But what a...
Let's just say... My student had a very large cake fine, haha. The poor woman had to sit in her cell for 40 minutes waiting for the fire service, one handcuffed above the other side in the stacked position, but even she saw the funny side of it.
I hope they rang 999 for the fire service. No, it is the police. We want the fire service.
I hope they used it forever in training stories.
Oh, I know. The poor person, though, your first arrest, because I imagine that must be so nerve-wracking. The thing I would love about that story as well is the cake fine. I love the idea of fines being paid in cakes.
I would love that.
This is the new normal. This is what we need. Defund the police, pay fines in cake.
And, like, I just love this idea of the community and the police station all being like, oh, yeah, well, you cocked up there. But do you know what? Get us a Victoria sponge and all will be forgotten.
Oh, my God. I'd love a Victoria sponge. I've been thinking about one all day. But that won't come to any surprise.
I haven't said this for a while, but I am going to now. Claire's food thought of the podcast.
I know.
Do you know, when you think about it all day, it's one thing when you were in hard lockdown, but you know, the shops are open now.
I know, but I'm still blummin'. I'm not venturing out, am I? I'm still shielding.
Could you not send...
Can you not get someone to get you one?
Well, the thing is, it really was for Al's birthday. I can't ask him to go shopping for his own things. Right. So I was going to make one, but I've been so busy today. So,
talking of food, so Atomic Strength, cracking name, said they made fish cakes at a restaurant mistakenly using apple crumble topping, but all were sold out before they realised, but everyone was raving about the taste.
I was going to say, that sounds quite nice with a bit of cod.
I know.
That is lucky.
That's MasterChef stuff, isn't it?
I know.
Pureeing his parsnips before you know it.
Pureeing parsnips. Oh, my God. That's the type of thing you're meant to do when you're feeding a baby. And I'm just useless. I just buy the packets. I'm like, I'm not going to spend half my life pureeing a parsnip. Anyway, sorry about that.
With all that painting to do.
I know, with all that, yeah.
All the baking and the painting. And the...
So, Atomic Strength also said they accidentally blew up a freezer at the same restaurant. So, clearly, they made quite a name for themselves. And they say, in hindsight, maybe I wasn't cook out for kitchen work.
Definitely not.
The other thing that stood out to me about Atomic Strength, though, is the second story they've sent, which then led to a very funny chain of messages. And they said they had to take evidence from a mortuary to clinical specialist. I don't really know what that means, but obviously that sounds pretty like a serious thing. If you're in a mortuary, having to take clinical specialist evidence or whatever.
Me and Claire are nodding.
My mate's jeans bottoms failed. And he had to present the evidence with his backside hanging out. I actually wet myself a little as he climbed the stairs with me following behind. And I was like, what? So I replied, asking if the jeans had split. And they replied, yeah, straight down the crack. It was like watching two boiled eggs wrapped in hankies going up the stairs.
Oh, no.
Then, in response, Georgina said, and this is my favourite message of the episode. Oh my God, I was killing myself laughing at this. Georgina said, I feel your pain. I have had my scrub bottoms fall down at work. Unfortunately, I was assisting in an operation at the time. And as trousers are not considered sterile, I could not pull them up again until after I had finished the case.
No way. No way.
So there they are in theatre doing a series.
Oh, my God, Georgina.
Operation. And her scrub trousers fell down. And there she is, just like, I don't know what she's wearing underneath.
In her pants.
Potentially her pants.
Oh, my God. That's my worst nightmare.
It's Wednesday afternoon gym class again.
But I love, like, you could get away with it, couldn't you, if you could quickly whip them up again. But the fact she couldn't.
How awkward for her. Like, how can you concentrate when you know your pants are down by your ankles?
I know, and
she says,
as well.
The poor thing.
She says she disguised it from the consultant, but all the theatre team were laughing. Can you imagine? You'd be like, I'd get the giggles. That'd be me gone. If someone was stood there, and especially because it's all like, pass me the scalpel.
So serious.
10 more litres of oxygen, whatever. This is all my...
The whole Dr. Kildare. Yeah.
They're tachycardic, whatever that means. I've heard it on Casualty. And all this is going on. And literally, she still can't pull her trousers up.
So she must have been on the other side of the table from the consultant.
Yeah.
Trying to duck down.
Could have been hours.
What did you do?
How long were they in surgery?
Well, it could have been hours, couldn't it?
You've got to find out. Could have been hours.
Could have been hours.
And imagine if she had to go and fetch something, she'd have to shuffle over.
Safety hazard as well. She'd have to shuffle along.
I love the thought of that.
Shuffle there and shuffle back. That's a really good comedy scare.
You go.
Why don't casually do that?
You wouldn't want to distract the consultant either, would you? He or she is doing a major operation. And then, and then you waddle off.
Shuffle along and shuffle back.
Oh my God.
The poor chick, the poor thing.
I wonder.
Where are you holding that scalpel?
I wonder as well whether the patient.
I can't believe they can't do that.
Well,
that's mad.
Yeah, sterile. But then what about... Oh, my God, I can't breathe. This is too funny, though, isn't it? Like,
was the patient under general anesthetic?
Well, this is it. What if they're better? Awake and they're like, what?
Oh, what's going on here?
They come to?
What if they're just glancing down? Yeah. Like, oh, my God, you'd be terrified. Your pants are down. You'd be like, what's going on here?
Imagine if you came to in the middle of it.
What, a bunch of clowns are looking after me.
You think you were dead?
That's mental. That's so funny.
Anyway, I mean, Georgina, thank you.
That's brilliant.
I mean, that's just entertained me no end, that one.
She wins the Victoria Sponge of the year.
Yeah, she does. She does.
Yeah, she does. She deserves it for that.
I know. So, yeah. We have got a ton more of them, and again, I think this is something we can come back to. Do send us your any daft mistakes that have happened, whether they're your fault or not. Send us them. notbadforamonday@hotmail.com. And again, it's funny, we're after not serious.
It's pants around your ankles in the operating theatre. It's not life and death.
Definitely more of those.
Thank you so much for the messages. We'll decide near the time, won't we, about what to do next week. We might go back to job interviews. Maybe we'll do a bit more work mistakes.
Oh, no. I like... Can we have some more mistakes?
Yeah.
Let's have a couple of episodes of mistakes.
Can we do... You know those apprentice stories, like from people on construction sites and stuff, when they send the apprentice to go buy the tartan paint?
Yeah.
Please, can we do some like that? Please.
Shall I give you a little one like that then? Because I've got a funny one like that. Kevin said, yeah, so do send us more.
Oh, look at you in your kind of operating centre. Oh, I happen to have that
one filed. Because I've filed them. I am taking this really seriously. I've got them filed under different things. And so that is filed under practical jokes at work. So Kevin says, I just burped in the middle of saying Kevin.
This is going tits up, isn't it?
I know, yeah. Sorry, Kevin, that was very rude of me. Kevin says, I was told someone had rang me at work. They said I could ring them back. It was a Mr. Sea Lions. I rang the number and asked to speak to Sea Lions. The number I rang was London Zoo.
That's brilliant.
I'm clapping here. Right? I'd like to think that the sea lions would as well.
Oh, yeah, can you just imagine the sea lions?
Send us more stories like that, because Claire, well, I mean, you're buzzing for them, aren't you?
I love shit like this.
You know, I always like to do an and finally.
You do.
Zoned out completely on a long video conference and completely forgot where I was. I was only reminded of my circumstances after breaking wind in a very audible manner.
No! Oh, no.
Wow. I read this week, you know, on the Zoom meetings.
Yes, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, you know how the box gets lit up if you're talking? A bloke farted so loudly it lit him up.
Oh, God. On Zoom calls, still always... dead awkward. They're still funny, aren't they?
I know. There we are. I'm still saying to people, you're on mute.
Oh, I was awful one the other day when I was on this big external meeting. And both me and Al had to be on the same meeting, so we're in different rooms. They came to my part, and I leant over to kind of take myself off mute, started chatting away, and then all I could hear shouting from upstairs was, "You're on mute! You're still on mute!" And the, one of the guys was saying, "Come on, Alex, do you want to tell your wife to speak? She's on mute." And I was like, "Oh!" And I didn't, you know, you don't want people to know you're married either. And he had to like. Oh, I was just cringing, and then I said something stupid. What a tit. I felt like a right fool. Never mind.
And on that note, let's end it on tits.
Fair enough.
That shut us up, hasn't it?
Fair enough, yeah. My barbecue's ready now.
Yeah, I know. I think mine is too.
Yeah, love.
I'll see you later.
See ya.
Oh, bye, guys. Lovely to see you.
Bye.
Ta-da.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.